The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots of people will be enjoying that good weather for the weekend. Many may be heading to the seaside. Other people will be going to Bloom, Phoenix Park. Maybe you're going to be hosting people in your house, having a barbecue. Whatever you're doing, there's inspiration everywhere to get the garden in order. So it gives me great, great pleasure to welcome Monica Alvarez to studio, a judge on RTE Supergarden. Of course, she's going to be at Bloom as well, giving a talk at some stage over the weekend. Monica, you're very welcome.
Thanks a million for
coming into us. So for people maybe listening to this and they are looking at the good weather, and maybe they're going to go to Bloom and they'll be inspired, they want to kind of get the garden in order. We want to give them advice as to how to do it in a sustainable way so that they're not going back and starting from scratch every year.
Absolutely.
So where do they start?
Well, I suppose there are so many boxes that someone can take. I suppose the first one is introducing a tiny little bit of a body of water, because that encourages wildlife. It doesn't need to be a big, massive pond. It could be just a little trickle of water. It could be a little basin, anything at all to actually feed wildlife and give them a little bit of drink. So I think that's step number one. I suppose step number two is try and reduce the size of the lawn. And if you are not prepared to do that because you use it for playing and football and things like that, at least try to reduce the how short you caught it, because then what that does is encourages, again, wildlife and nesting and things like that. And then after that, the plants that we have in our gardens should be plants that are durable. I think that's one of the best advices I can give.
What do you think of those robot lawnmowers? Because I hear that they're terrible for that type of thing, that they cut the grass so low and they keep it so low that it looks nice and pretty and your garden looks very nice from a distance, but they'll roll over a hedgehog as well.
I know, this is terrible. I suppose people will see positives and negatives about this. One of the positives would be that they don't cause any noise. I imagine that they can, that you can actually calculate how short you want to cut the grass with them or not. But in general, there is a reluctancy, you know, when we talk about sustainability, because they are actually taking up energy. As you said, cutting the grass too low. And there's nothing wrong with moving a little bit of your muscles to cut the grass.
So, maybe reduce the lawn size a little bit if you can, leave the grass that little bit longer, introduce it. Actually, on the waterfront, I mean, how expensive are you? Are you talking about kind of systems with kind of pumps and membranes and all of that? Or can you literally put a basin in the ground?
A little basin on the ground and maybe having some oxygenating plants.
What are they?
So they are aquatic plants that take in oxygen in the water and prevent it from going stagnant.
Oh, okay. So it keeps it fresh.
Absolutely.
Stops it getting manky.
Yeah.
Can you buy them in any garden centre?
Yeah, absolutely. And like even if you had a little pump that recycles the water, and it could be a solar pump, so it doesn't, you don't need to introduce electricity or anything like that into the garden.
All right, okay. Nice and simply done. In terms of planting, what type of things can we and should we plant?
Okay, well, the first thing I would say is anything that attracts wildlife. So typically speaking, native species of plants, but we are sometimes limited to what is available in that front. But if not native, at least plants that have become resilient to this country, to the weather, to like shortage of water in the summer months, believe it or not. Sometimes we get a little bit of drought. But in general, bushes, trees, plants that have a flower that is resilient and that offers nectar to bees, butterflies.
And, give us a few examples then. Let's imagine somebody, kind of what's the most ubiquitous house in Ireland, a three-bed semi or someone, and they've got, you know, strip of back garden, gets plenty of sunshine, and they've got a bed that they need to fill. What plants should they put into it?
So typically speaking, if you include something that we call prairie planting that has a variety of herbaceous perennials and grasses, and also includes a little bit of woodland planting like the foxgloves and the poppies and roses, things like that that offer food and nectar to wildlife, then that's fantastic.
They are. I have roses and I've got poppies in my front flower bed.
You passed the test then?
I passed the test. I wasn't even going to admit I had a flower bed until I knew I passed the test. What should people not put in it? What are kind of the things that you see in flower beds up and down the country, and you think, mm-hmm. you know what, that actually isn't that suited to Ireland, or that's the type of thing that's going to die off in a year or two and you're going to have to replace it.
Yeah, I think that over the years there has been this tradition about colour, you know, like there's the tendency to put annual bedding plants. Annual bedding plants, what that means is that a plant that lasts only for 1 year and then it dies off and then you have to go back and buy another annual bedding plant next year. They're not that good for nectar. They're not good for wildlife. And also they're not good for your pocket, I have to say, because you have to keep on buying them. So when it comes to color, there's absolutely nothing wrong with buying you know, like if you have a small patch and you just want something small, then things like alpine plants that come back every year. So you don't have to keep on buying them. And if you have the space for something taller and bigger, a mixture of shrubs, herbaceous perennials. Herbaceous perennials are plants that flower for a long time and then they die down in the winter, but then new shoots come back again every spring and then they flower again once again. So they're very
practical. Like what? Give me an example of a herbaceous perennial.
So there would be things like your digitalis and persicaria and nepeta. I mean, I don't want to give in too many, but like in general, any garden center will understand what you're talking about if you say herbaceous perennial. So these plants can be actually divided, and so you can multiply them yourself and give them to your neighbors or whatever, and exchange. You can actually exchange plants.
Well, people then, before I let you go, who are listening to this, and think, this is great, I'm going to go out and do it now this weekend. At this time of year, we're into kind of the end of May, start of June. Mm-hmm. What should, like, how mature should the plant be going into the ground? I mean, could they be planting seeds at this time of year? Is it kind of bare root stuff? What should they be putting in?
Well, in Ireland, I have to say it's a fantastic place for growing all year round because it's a very mild country. And at this time of the year, specifically, the soil is beginning to warm up. So yes, of course, you can begin to sow seeds. But if you want something already mature, so you can start from scratch buying maybe just two or three herbaceous perennials. And then what you do is you divide them up. Like even if within the neighborhood, different people buy a different tree.
Is that easily done?
Very easily done. Like you'd be surprised. I mean, probably the nurseries will not be happy about me saying
this. Oh, we'll be cancelled by the nurseries. You know?
But
big nursery will come for us.
People should be encouraged to exchange flowers. There's nothing nicer than exchanging flowers.
I'm going to go around now with my secretary start snipping bits off the neighbours' flowers, and I'll tell you that I'd say that Monica told me to do it. Yeah. Monica Alvarez, judge in RTE Supergarden. What time or where will people hear you at Bloom at the weekend?
I will be in there at 2 o'clock giving a talk for Dulux Exteriors.
Lovely. Monica, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank
Absolute
you very
pleasure.
Much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.